Yesterday was first time I witnessed this. Three people on my social media feed, they're all women, getting into this new profile pic. And there was a second where I thought, well, I wonder what I'd look like on that. And then I went, don't download the app. Now I'm happy I didn't, because Carmi Levy joins us now. He's a tech analyst and journalist and friend of the Kelly Cotrera Show. There is a pretty heavy warning when it comes to this new profile pic app. Carmi, what do you know?
Well, you know, you're right. You're going to start seeing this in your feeds. I'm seeing it in mine. Everyone's doing it. A few years ago, they did this with the Face app as well. It becomes super popular. Everyone wants to follow all their friends. Nobody wants to be left out. But the problem with this app, known as New Profile Pic, which is the same as the problem with Face app, is they're Russian companies. And the company that owns this app, or that launched this app, called Line Rock Investments Limited, its offices are just a few kilometers away from the Kremlin. And so, couple that with the fact that it is using facial recognition to scan your photo and then apply those styles to it. And it is very upfront about the information that it collects, location information, details about your device, access to your photos, your social media feeds, all of your personal private information, your IP address, the browser that you're using. Like, this is a pretty invasive app. And all that data is being sucked up like a vacuum and shared with a Russian company. How comfortable are you doing that? All because you wanted to have a cool looking avatar for your social media profile. Simply not worth it. The risk is simply too great. This time, as last time, as every other time this has come up, stick with the photo that you've got. Stop downloading these apps, because they're exposing us unnecessarily.
It's just amazing, because I'm looking at a lot of celebrities. Now, I don't know if the celebrities put their pictures in or if other people put the pictures of celebrities in. It's interesting that I would wonder if there was any kind of rules around using someone else's photo to plug it in, because somebody could plug in one of us.
That's exactly it. And someone can then, of course, that information is out there. You've lost control of it. It's one of the reasons why we want to be very careful about what we share on social media in the first place, because once it's out there, it's out there. And if it gets into the wrong hands, anyone can use it for any purpose. And so, in many cases, celebrities will, of course, have teams. They've got people to do this for them. Right. But then if those people are using this app, then those, their assistants, for example, their managers, they're being exposed as well in the process. And so you can kind of see how this ripples out. We're also enamored of these cool apps that become virally popular, that we really forget that they have a pretty significant dark side. And, today we're talking New Profile Pic. That's the app of the moment. But there are millions of apps in both the iOS and Google Android app stores. And a lot of them come with similar baggage. Some of them are based in Russia, some of them are not. But wherever they come from, it's the same thing. They're collecting stuff on us. We're not paying attention to it.
Right.
And our information is going places where we can't control.
So, Carmi, if you see an interesting app that you'd like to download, how do you vet the app so that that you're aware of how much they're downloading? Is there a place we can go, shy of having you on all the time, to vet the apps for us?
Well, sure. I mean, and this is something that most of us don't do, and it's already right in front of us. On the App Store itself, there's a ton of information about the background of the company that made the app, and it tells you where they're from. It tells you who's behind it. It points you to their website. Before you hit that download button, before you install it on your phone, look at the entry on the App Store and really give it a good, solid read to ensure that you know exactly where it's coming from and who's behind it. And then go online. And if you're wondering what other people are saying about it, Google it a few times. Search in social media. See what people are saying about the app. Because if there are security concerns out there, chances are they will show up in a search, and that will be all you need to go, oh, seemed interesting at first, but maybe I'll back away from the cliff's edge.
You so brilliantly brought us to our next topic. It's Google's introducing a new tool to remove your private info from their search results. Can you tell us a little bit about what they're introducing and why maybe the audience would like to know about it?
Yeah, so you're going to hear a lot of news about Google this week because they've just held their Google I/O conference. It's kind of their big developers conference every year. And they've announced this new tool that essentially makes it easier for you to, that if you search in Google and you see something about you that you're not comfortable with, the search result includes your home address, your phone number, information about your family, private, personal, identifiable information known as PPI, it's not available yet, but in the Google app, you'll simply be able to click on the search results and say, remove private information, and Google will then go ahead and put it in queue and take care of it for you right
now. What do they do? Just like black it out?
That's the thing. The original source does not go away. So if your private information is up on a website somewhere, Google can't take that website down. What they can do is they can remove it from their index so that if someone searches for it in Google, it won't show up in the Google search.
Okay.
But if someone wants to find that website some other way, they can. They're also not guaranteeing that they'll remove it just because you asked it. There may be some cases where they're compelled to keep it as part of a database. Maybe it's a government database. Who knows? So It's not 100%, but they recognize that it has not been easy for you and me as regular people to control the kind of private information that appears about us in Google search index. And Google wants to make it easier for us to have a little bit more control over getting it removed from that index, making it harder for people to find.
Carmi, thank you so much for making sense of these stories. I think, especially the app, we just need to get people in the habit of questioning things they're going to download before they download them and what they're giving away. And also, it's nice to hear you're on the mend. You're sounding good.
Thanks so much, Kelly. Every day is a little bit better. I really appreciate it.
Cheers. Carmi Levy is a tech analyst and journalist and friend of the Kelly Contreras Show.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.